This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Guy Forster-Pierce. The government has begun reviewing applications from English regions to form new devolved administrations. Kent could soon have a London-style mayor. Labour hopes that by decentralising power away from Westminster, it will ignite growth by enabling authorities to choose where to spend their money. They expect billions of pounds will be added to the national economy in this way. Critics argue that since their funding will come from central government, regional mayors will not be as accountable to their electorate. I spoke with Kent County Councillor Richard Stretfield.
I disagree that it will save money. Certainly the internal auditor at Kent County Council gave a very clear brief last year when he said that there is no unitary authority that has saved money for the taxpayer across the United Kingdom. I think we are reorganising for two reasons. Firstly, because the Labour government have come to a conclusion that they can only deliver the milestones by concentrating power in a mayor for Kent, and that involves housing, transport and healthcare. And those three things are the most difficult, because if they're subject to local democracy, then they're subject to lots of delays and people's opinions and scrutiny and so on. Whereas if they're concentrated in the hands of a mayor, then that individual is only accountable once every 4 years. And can make the hard decisions to deliver on those targets. The unitary authorities are going to be an interesting new development. The difficulty is the transition between what is currently done by the districts and what is done by the county, especially in adult social care and special educational needs. Those things are going to be really difficult to transition to the new unitary authorities, because Kent has got a very patchy network. Lots of care homes are in Thanet and in North and in the East, not as many in the West. And particularly, I would say, unaccompanied asylum-seeking children, which the county has taken the government to court over not giving the right levels of support for this. And that is all going to be focused in the east of the county, and they will need a considerable amount of support in order to deal with the issue. There is only, in Kent County Council, of a budget of £1.6 billion, in percentage terms, less than 1% of the budget that is a discretionary spend. All the rest is delivering statutory services. So those services, they're going to have to be delivered by the unitary authority, come what may. The idea that you're going to find a miracle £2 billion worth of savings when such a small percentage of all councils now deliver discretionary services is for the birds. We're going at such pace now. The decision last week from Kent County Council was to go at full speed into this new kind of authority. And Liberal Democrats have two difficulties with this. Firstly, we have a difficulty in principle with the mayor overall, but we also have a difficulty with the accelerator pedal being pushed so hard for what we see as no good reason. The arguments were made that we would miss out, the government bribes on offer for speedy resolution of this. That all looks like political expediency to us, and there are going to be some casualties by going this quickly, and those are going to be some of the most vulnerable people in our community, those with special educational needs, those who are receiving adult social care, children's services, or none of which have been thought about. And we are going to have to deliver plans by the beginning of March, and then detailed plans by October for all of this. We do genuinely believe that public participation in those decisions is absolutely vital for getting them right. Others don't. And that is the clear difference between us and our Conservative, Reform and Labour colleagues.
That was Kent County Councillor Richard Stretfield. I'm Guy Forster-Pierce for West Kent Radio.